This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how excess can creep into our lives. In this series, we'll be taking a closer look at Solomon's life. Shortly after Solomon is named king, God appears to him in a dream and asks, "What do you want? Ask, and I will give it to you." Solomon replied, "Give me an understanding mind so that I can govern your people well." God told Solomon, "I will give you what you asked for, a wise mind, and I will also give you what you didn't ask for, riches and honor." Now just imagine God appearing to you in a dream and telling you, "I will give you what you asked for and even what you didn't ask for." What more could you desire? How could that not be enough? But for Solomon, it wasn't. Solomon's lifestyle soon became excessive. He had 700 wives, 300 concubines, 1,400 chariots, and 12,000 imported horses. So what happened to Solomon? Why all of this excess? Solomon began to allow the influences of the world to dictate his value. These influences pulled him further and further away from God. When this happens, emptiness is surely to follow. Solomon tried to fill his emptiness, but with the wrong things, just one more wife, one more chariot. Do you find yourself in a place sometimes where you think just a few more hours of work, just one more gadget, one more pair of shoes will do the trick? Let's take it from Solomon that it won't. If excess has started to creep into your life, remember these words, "For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world," 1 John 4:4. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired, so today let go of excess.